boys.
Go.
All the best.
Okay, so we're recording, yeah?
Yeah, we're going.
Okay.
We're live.
Welcome to Case File 19, Alien Theorist Theorizing.
Playing with Ouija.
Playing with Ouija.
Oh, fuck.
So to set the scene here, we've driven up outside of town into the woods. It is fucking... We're outside.
It's freezing
fucking cold.
I've got an innie instead of an outie.
It's...
referring to my penis.
It's fucking pitch black. Like, it's fucking dark.
It was warm in town, and we weren't prepared. There's a breeze up here, which is dropping at least another 5 to 10 degrees.
Yeah, it's fucking cold.
Okay, get the fucking... Let's just do it.
Let's get done.
I'm fucking freezing, and I'm terrified.
No, so this area in town here has... People have found bodies, and murders have happened in this area, so... we'll see what happens.
I talked about it in the intro, so. Well, but if you didn't listen to the intro, I just did a suicide up here. A guy shot himself in the head with a 357 Magnum. It was pretty gruesome.
So we got the Ouija board. A couple weeks ago, I found it at a garage sale, and the people just gave it to me for free. So that's always a good omen.
That's comforting.
Going into these things.
Thought we'd try it out.
Yeah, so sitting here, it's definitely fucking creepy. Like, honestly, I always fuck this part up. I'm Braden. Okay, well, it's just me today.
Just Braden tonight. I'm Zell.
I'm Byron.
I'm Andrew. And I'm fucking terrified.
You gotta turn off your phone.
Everyone's phone's off.
I'm on flight mode.
Yeah, he's on flight mode for the light.
Mine's off.
No, it's not.
Ah, fuck.
Turn it off. Come on.
Turn it off.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Mine's on in the truck. I gotta go.
Yeah, mine's off. So
why is it fucking phones that have to be off? Come on.
I know, that's one of the rules. So yeah, it's fucking terrifying.
Eye contact.
Like, it's we were...
My phone's on airplane phone and I'm fucking panicking right now.
We were sitting in the studio and we were just fucking watching Ouija board videos and kind of freaking out. And then I hear any little creak or anything, I'm fucking freaking out. This is fucking terrifying.
I'm afraid of the chair, man.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I don't know how this is gonna sound with the wind. There is a little bit of wind. I'll take it in a second.
You're gonna hear alcohol being consumed.
Yeah, we're drinking. We're breaking
the number one.
If anybody has an issue with it, go fuck yourself.
We need
it. It's terrifying.
We had a drink to stay warm. So
yeah. We're drinking. Tonight's Ouija board podcast is brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Fire.
Smooth.
It's fucking awesome, actually. It's really good.
It is. It's great.
Zelly,
I'll give you $50 to turn on your headlights.
No.
Nope. Not going to happen, buddy.
Okay, so we're officially sitting. Like, we have our table set up, our portable table. We have one tiny light coming off a cell phone that only lights up the table so we can see the Ouija board. And then we can't even, like, you can't even see a foot behind people's faces.
We got to get a picture of this for the people.
We've got a couple so far, but
yeah, it's
this is the most fucking ominous, creepy fucking thing.
Take a picture of me and my sick hood. I have a sick cloak on right now.
Ryan's got a fucking.
I'm a
posse, so I'll get you.
I'm lead. Sword. I'm lead medium today.
Are you gonna lead in? Okay.
Lean in, buddy. Lean into the fucking table.
Take a quick picture. Our last picture.
Live picture before we all. Go to hell.
Oh, you look fucking evil, dude.
Oh, it's fucking terrifying.
Fucking. All right. Okay, Byron's got a pen and paper ready.
Yeah, pen and paper ready. Byron's going to be our scribe tonight. Oh, that is fucking terrifying. Andrew. What's that light in the back?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
What do you mean light in the back?
What do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean?
Go to the picture. Honestly, someone could be sneaking.
Oh, my password's not working.
Somebody could be sneaking up behind us right now, and we have no fucking idea.
Oh, done. I'm done.
Why is there a light?
Done. Turn on the headlights. Seriously. What the fuck is that?
Oh, my God. Why, there's a light in the background.
Oh, I'm fucking done, man. Give me my fucking phone. I'm turning on my flashlight. Give me my phone. Give me my phone.
This guy's freaking.
Oh, man.
Unbox Ouija. Okay. Unbox him.
First thing.
We gotta take a photo. He'll take a photo.
Obviously, no space news tonight.
We got no space news.
Fuck space news.
But I will say this, like, it is a fucking...
It's dark as fuck.
It's dark as fuck, and, like, the stars are out. It's fucking really nice, so... Maybe we'll catch some UFOs up while we're out here.
Real quick. Dominic, Jordell, Jessica, I love you guys very much. If this is the last thing you hear of me...
Well, listen, if we
delete
die...
Delete my browser history, please. Hey.
If we die, we're not... this won't get released.
This will, yeah.
There's no timed release.
They're just going to find four guys up in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
With a bunch of mics.
I'm going to open the box here.
All right, unbox it.
The Ouija board has been unboxed.
Okay, there's the planchette. We see it.
Planchette. So, okay, so should I read the what it says in here and everything?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're pulling through it.
None of us have ever played before, I don't think.
No,
right?
This is my first for sure.
My mom used to
my mom told me never fucking touch one of these, so.
So it says, never use the Ouija board if you think it's just a game. Never use the Ouija board alone.
Well, we're okay so far.
Yeah. Never use the Ouija board in a cemetery.
I think we're
I think we're pretty close
to one. But.
Never leave the planchette on the Ouija board when you aren't using it.
So never, if I get up and run, I'm going to grab it.
Forget to say goodbye to the Ouija spirits. That's just, you know, politeness. We're Canadian.
Common courtesy.
Yeah. We don't have any issues with
No issues with that one.
Ron Pond would have none of that.
Yeah. Close enough, Byron.
Oh, I fucking hope Ron Pond contacts us.
Ron Pond.
You guys been selling my good name here.
Oh, no. We're doing nothing but tribute to Ron Pond.
Bryden's sitting it up.
I think so.
This is our first time looking at it, too. We didn't open the box yet, and it's fucking creepy.
I kind of opened it just to take a peek.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Got it?
Okay, so I've got the planchette. I know there's other pieces to it.
Oh, there's the board.
No, fuck. Just fuck it. Don't.
Let me finish setting up the planchette here. We got to put the caps on the bottom of this thing so I guess she fucking glides.
She glides, eh? Oh, boys.
Holy fuck. These are fucking.
Okay, does anybody else want to not do this?
Oh, I do. I wish it wasn't so cold.
Yeah.
Well, I just wish it wasn't so fucking evil and satanic.
Yeah, it's fucking
Oh, speaking of satanic, is it April 30th now, technically?
Yeah, it's April 30th. And we were told that this is the 50th anniversary of the Church of Satan.
So, to celebrate.
congratulations, Satan. That's a huge milestone. Good job. Please don't enter our Ouija board. Be fantastic.
Okay. Or us.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Someone gets possessed. I'm killing them.
I can't anything, dude. I can't see anything.
You guys think I brought these rocks to hold up my phone with a flashlight? No, it's to knock you out.
The Aussie came prepared. I'm turning my light on.
All right, boys. Okay.
Okay. So, you guys can't see me right now, but I am wearing a sick fucking
coat. Are we leaving this in the middle? Is that meant to be in the middle?
Zelly.
Like,
Zelly looks exactly like Draco Malfoy, if in case anybody's wondering.
We got activity in the woods here.
No. Let's pretend like nothing's happening. Turn around. Seriously, come on.
Is that meant to be on the board when we're not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Did it just fucking move over there by itself?
No.
Don't worry.
Okay. So Zelly,
don't worry. I'm not worried.
I'm wearing the cloak, so I'm gonna.
Byron puts his fingers on as well, though.
He just describes.
I'm recording.
You know what? I can record.
None of us really know what we're doing here, so we're just going to. I'm going to put the planchette on.
We got
to
touch it, and we got to say Ouija, 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 Ouija.
And we're all going to put our fingers on it.
So two fingers?
Two fingers.
On one hand.
On two fingers on one hand?
Yeah. Okay. So fingers are on the board.
And we're going to say. What were we going to say again?
I think.
Don't take your hands off the fucking
thing. No, you have to have your arm in the air, though. I remember.
Okay,
you got to.
Arms in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Okay,
boys. Everyone, channel their consciousness.
Yeah.
To the spirit realm.
Yeah.
We're not the only plane of existence in this universe.
I agree.
You gotta lift your arm off the table. So okay. It's just your hand.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I got my other hand in the air.
Like you just don't care.
Pretty much.
Cool. What were we gonna chant again?
Ouija, 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 Ouija.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Are you there?
Yeah.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Ouija. Are you there? Ouija, 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 are you there? Show us your face if you dare.
Are you fucking serious? That's what you're supposed to say? That's fucking terrifying.
If there's any spirits around in this area, show yourself. Crickets. Literally crickets.
Yeah. Nothing's. We got nothing here.
We open our consciousness and our minds to any. Well, not any.
Not
hopefully
any
good spirits.
The cool ones.
And good ghosts.
Casper, you know, that'd be fine with me. Ron Pond, that'd be even better.
Yeah.
Jack Unterweger? Any one of those. Well, he's pretty fucked up, so maybe not.
We all gotta close your eyes.
Don't take your hands off.
No, we gotta reset.
There's lights. There's fucking lights, dudes.
It's a car. There's a car coming down. It's all right.
It's okay. Okay.
Quick, go, go.
We all got to
do... Go stealth.
No, no, no. Seriously, take your hands off the light. Let there be light.
No, fucking tape.
I don't care. They can come get mad at us if they want.
No, I don't want to fucking ruin an Ouija episode.
They can fucking ruin it all. Like, it's fine by me.
It's going to be so fucking weird to come up. What are you guys doing?
Just playing Ouija.
Oh, driving by. They're driving by.
I can't believe there's a fucking vehicle around here.
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing up here? Probably doing the same thing we're doing.
Probably burying a fucking dead body.
Okay. If we don't do this seriously, people are going to fucking give a shit on Twitter.
I'm giving her fucking shit. I'm on here. No, I'm channeling everything.
Everyone close your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can imagine, put your hands back on the
imagine the spirit.
Planchette here.
Imagine the spirit realm.
Yeah, okay.
Grease it up a bit. She's do fucking, a couple circles.
She's sliding.
She's sliding. Okay, is it two fingers on one hand or is it one finger from both hands?
Oh, I don't know. Should we try it with this and then we'll try it with two?
No, let's just keep it like this. It hasn't worked yet. That's fine by me.
Ouija, 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 Ouija.
If we're laughing, it's not going to work.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, if we're laughing, it's not going to work. Okay. For 1 second, we're going to pretend like we're not funny.
I'm not funny at all.
Perimeter check.
No. Okay. Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Are you there? Ouija, 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 are you there? Ouija, 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 are you there? Show us your face, if you dare. Any spirits of any plane who wish to contact us, are you there?
Maybe they're asleep.
Okay, wait. Okay, we're going to reset. Reset. Everyone reset. Hands off.
Okay.
Warm up.
Okay, so hold on.
Warm up the hands.
Warm the hands. So everyone was really light on the fucking planchette, yeah?
Yeah.
Like not pushing down at all?
I'm pushing down like a motherfucker.
No wonder it's not moving.
I got my fingers on him. Like the power price compels you. The power price compels you.
Just force pushing it.
Okay, well,
finger blast.
Andrew,
son of a bitch.
Andrew is he's blocking the spirit realm.
I'm sorry.
With his strength.
Here, it's gone. I'm fucking.
Like you gotta keep
my finger blast powers.
Let's go. It's two fingers, light, super light.
Two fingers, super light.
Super light.
I feel like I can't defend myself if it's two fingers.
Okay.
I just want to try. Like, yeah, you're fucking pushing, man.
I'm not pushing. It's all good.
Yeah, right.
It's moving, but.
Loosey goosey. Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Are you there? Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Are you there? Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Are you there? Any spirits around, good or bad? Any demons around? Present yourself to us. We are your vessels.
Whoa. Speak for yourself, bud.
He's
okay.
Too far.
Yeah, way too far. Well, no, he's not. Because he's got to drive us home. Okay.
Okay, good.
Oh, I'm
breathing. Anyone got any ideas?
Okay, well, fuck. Okay, so.
So what's happening is nothing's working here.
It's not working.
Nothing's.
It's dud so far.
Dud.
Rotate.
Yeah, so I'll be the guide now.
Do we need to change positions or?
No, I don't think so. I think you just. I don't think you have to change positions. Okay.
Okay, let's all. The slide's pretty easy.
Slide's pretty good, yeah.
It's not sliding. No spirits are pushing it.
No spirits are pushing. Okay. So let's rein it in here, guys.
Maybe they don't like the podcast. Like, fuck these guys.
This fucking
they
bullshit.
Got no fucking copyright here.
So okay. If there's a spirit present, it should slide to yes.
Yeah.
And then we can start once that slides to yes. Then we get the
it's
game
time.
Then it's the game is open and we can ask questions.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
So I'm gonna guide us into the spirit realm here.
Ooh.
Okay. So let's go. One hand, one arm. I want to try one arm, one finger.
One finger. Everyone, okay. Think.
Am I meant to have one on there if I'm recording?
Yeah.
I don't know if you are, actually. Maybe not. Okay, let's try one without Byron here. Okay. He's straight recording what's going to happen.
Scribe. Okay.
So we're just going to do one finger.
Or let's go two fingers, one arm.
Okay.
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 Okay, so I'm going to guide us through here. So I want everyone in the circle here to just close your eyes for a little bit. Close your eyes.
I'm going to keep mine open just to record.
Clear your thoughts and send your mind to the other realm. Are there any spirits out there tonight that would like to talk with us? We invite you to come sit with us and have a friendly discussion.
Friendly. Keyword.
If there's any spirits out there, I invoke you to come and sit with us. Well, okay, well, fucking.
Andrew's got a fucking iron claw on it, I think.
I fucking swear to God, I'm fucking just, I'm grazing it, boys. I swear.
Okay, let's,
Believe me, I'm freezing. I want to get the fuck out of here. So.
Well, we got to try fucking every possibility of the fucking, like, way to do
it. If we don't give it a fair go, then we'll never know.
Yeah.
I promise I am.
Well, I read a lot that sometimes it just doesn't work, period, yeah. So.
Okay, So let's go Andrew's scribe.
I'm seeing you, boys. I'm getting sandbagged here. They think I'm fucking iron clawing and I'm not.
No, we're going to rotate.
That's fine. No, it's Andrew. You do it first.
Well, you started doing it, so
that's fine.
Now whatever you're supposed to think.
Perfect. I'm out of it. See now. Gods of Ouija, demons, I'm scribing. I'm not touching the fucking thing. Possess these fucking pricks. Leave me alone, okay? Thank you.
All right, all right.
If I see Zozo, I'm fucking out of
here. Let's all just take a couple minutes, close our eyes, and just concentrate.
Oh, wait, Byron, do you want to lead this one?
Oh, I'll have a crack.
Okay.
All right.
Kathy, let's go two hands, one finger each hand, hands off the table.
And let's take a minute and just close our eyes and clear our consciousness.
Ouija, 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 are you there? Ouija, 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 are you there? We ask you tonight to come to speak to us. Ouija, 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 are you there? We've come to see and speak to you tonight. Let us know if you're here. Maybe you can't understand me.
Yeah,
it's the accent.
It's the accent. It's the accent.
I tried.
Okay. Fuck, man.
Andrew's last to fucking start her off.
Yeah, you gotta start her off.
No, thanks.
Yeah, yeah, you have you to.
I'm cool.
I'll scribe.
I'm fucking starting it off like LMFAO. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
I'm scribing.
You yeah, can't but. Judge me for Ouija-ing it the way I want, though. Two hands, one hand. What do you want?
You're guiding, so you give it the call.
This is your session.
Okay. Lords of the Ouija, guide my fingers.
Two gentle fingers.
Fingers are feeling light, boys.
For once.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Hear us now. Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Let us know you're here. Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. We're really cold and bored. Ouija, 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 come and talk to us.
Who's pushing it?
I ain't touching shit. Felt a little tug, but...
It went a little bit, but that was it.
Could have been a shiver. I don't know. I can't make any promises here.
It's twitching. It could just be shivers, but she was definitely twitching a little bit.
It's moving a little.
Can we channel Jack Unterweger?
Jack, let's all get
Jack,
on.
Jack, are you here? Can you hear us? Jack. Jack. Jackie boy. Can you hear us?
What are you guys doing out in the cold?
Hey, we summoned Jack.
That's Jack Underberger. That's yeah, insane.
Sweet, sweet you just show up on the mic. That's
you guys
sweet.
Are playing the Ouija board? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not going so well for us here. We're
Jack,
you're obviously doing something's not right.
You want to have a crack at it, Jack?
Yeah, I can try it, maybe.
Will you give us a lead
okay,
here?
Okay, everybody put your fingers on the thing, okay?
How many fingers?
Just two. Are you ready? VG, VG, VG. Hear us now. VG, VG, VG. We want to talk to you. VG, VG, VG. I don't know what else to say. Move this thing, please.
Let us play.
Ooh, that was spooky.
Like, I couldn't even fucking pull it.
Oh, come on.
Who did that?
Jelly, was that you? Don't fucking pretend.
I had eyes closed.
That was a little weird.
That was weird.
I was just about to be, because I was like, right before that happened, I was like giving it some pulls with my finger just to see if I could just fucking,
how much movement you see,
yeah, how much I could get it to move. And then as soon as I was like, well, I can't fucking do it, it just kind of fucking shot over a little bit.
Everyone, like, I'm barely touching it right
I'm
now.
I'm gracing it. Like, I'm fingers over the jeans. Just
okay. Maybe we all have to press though. Maybe like maybe we should
maybe
all
push down.
All push down.
Oh, hard.
Yeah.
Let them fall.
Okay. Hey, you know what? All three of us. Let's get five Ouija's real quick, and then we'll go hear us now. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Ouija, 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 Ouija. Hear us now. Ouija, 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 hear us now.
Oh, that's five's too many for me, man.
Yeah. Is it? Okay, how many do we do then?
Let's go three.
Okay, three Ouijas and then
I'm counting
hear us now, and then Ouija, 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 what?
Just let's go with three Ouijas and hear us now.
Okay, ready? Just keep repeating it until we move.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ouija, 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 hear us now. 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 Ouija, Ouija,
just
Ouija,
fucking move. Come on.
Just come move on. A little just a bit. Fucking shiver.
Just give me a fucking... Yeah, come on!
Yes! We didn't... Okay.
That creeped me out more than chanting.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I was like, man, this sounds a cult.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to say...
We are drinking the Kool-Aid.
The fucking... The Ouija...
I was expecting Tom Cruise come running over going, oh, what? You guys got to go going on.
This is about the outcome I expected.
I wasn't expecting
to
much.
To be honest, I was hoping, I was like, man, you know, in my fucking heart of hearts, I was hoping we'd get a little fucking twinge or something. But fucking nothing.
Maybe it's just too cold.
What a frostbite. Fucking dud of a game.
Maybe it's just too cold.
We should have brought up Monopoly. At least we would have had some fun.
Bullshit. This table would have been upside
yeah,
down.
Yeah, fuck that. We would have left and walked off.
Bankruptcy.
Maybe we should go back and do it in the studio.
I must admit, though, I...
Yes. Fuck it, one more time. Let's
yes,
go.
It didn't
What'd
work? You hear? What are you...
I don't know. Let's go. I'm fucking spooked out in the woods, man.
Yeah, it is fucking... It's just scary out here, period.
I'm more scared of the wildlife than I am of this fucking Ouija board.
I got an idea. Let's what? Us three do it while Zell's driving.
In the car?
The driver's fucking freaking.
So...
I want no Ouija... I don't want no demons
remember
in my truck.
Remember the people, like, they moved it around a bunch. Like, they got it going.
Yeah.
Let's finger blast this thing a bit.
Okay, wait. Let's just leave it there on the thing, and let's all just stare at it.
Yeah, maybe
it's all fucking hail Satan, and hopefully it'll move.
Any spirits in this area, come forth.
I got a great idea.
Are there any spirits in this area? Come forth.
Are you gonna play it backwards?
I'll play a little satanic backwards music.
I gotta turn on the phone though, boys.
That's fine.
That's okay. It's not working.
It's not working, so we're going to put on some Stairway to Heaven backwards.
Mind you, current day technology, demons may like a bit of bloody Wi-Fi and all that
the
jazz.
Demons, hey, if the demons don't like fucking Zeppelin, then they can fuck off.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. It's just going to play after this advertisement, sorry boys.
Way to kill the bird.
Kills the buzz. Oh, that's funny.
Fuck.
Maybe we'll see a UFO still.
I must admit, though, I couldn't have picked a better night.
Oh, it's fucking gorgeous. Awesome,
yeah. Minus the cold wind, but like it is crystal clear.
Whoa.
Put your fingers on. Let's fucking do it. Man the fuck up, boys.
Oh, let's create the pentagram. Everyone's got to touch fingers.
Oh, fuck.
Touching fingers.
It's not really a pentagram.
Happy birthday, Satan. Move this bitch. Let's go. Bitch. You ready? Three Ouijis, hear us now. Ouija, 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 hear us now.
We invoke you.
We invoke any spirits, any demons.
Come fucking rock out with us.
Listen to Robert Plant, you bitches.
Bring me the pick of destiny so I may shred.
Ooh. We got some movement.
Yeah, I was fucking.
They like Zeppelin. I know.
It's powering. It's charging the planchette. Spirit, are you here?
Spirit, hear us
spirit,
now.
Are you here?
Talk to us, spirit.
Hear us just now. Move a little.
Hear us now, spirit.
Us all shivering.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija. Hear us now.
Our shivers aligned. It fucking moves the planchette.
You ready? Let's go.
Ouija, 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 hear us now. Ouija, 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 hear us now. Ouija, 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 hear us now. Ouija, 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 hear us now.
Do you hear us? I can't see past my mic if it's moving or not.
I feel like it's going to tell me to stop the song, save my data.
It'd be my mom.
Oh, this bumped. I think we're all shivering. But any demons, any spirits in this area, come forth. Are you here?
He's gonna come out soon.
Listen to this app.
El Nasty in this area, come forth.
Short Grays, anything. Lisa Lamb, anybody, talk to us. Come on.
Yes, I'm here.
Fuck.
Got to move, everyone. Got to move.
You know what? I'm
having much luck, guys. Sorry.
Not having much luck here.
No, sorry, guys.
So anyone who was listening, hoping that we would summon a portal to hell, it's not happening. I'm scared just being
listen,
here.
I got a wicked idea. Let's fucking grab this bitch and go to the first 10-floor elevator we can find.
Oh. We don't have any 10-floor elevators in this town.
That's a tough sell.
We got like three high stories.
What happens if we do Ouija, 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 and then we ask for somebody? Like, is that possible? We ask them by name.
We can try.
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
This is.
I've seen a few different videos how they do it. They usually just ask if any spirits are there, and then it says yes, and then it says okay.
Then they
spirit, what is your name?
And they tell us.
Are you
don't do that. Fucking stop. Seriously. Sorry, well, you got to stop.
Like you can't.
I'm hanging on a thread here.
If someone could be standing right behind me right now, I would not fucking have any.
I'd stab you and you would have no fucking idea. And I would not even help you. I'd be gone. I'd be running.
I know twitches you would. And just hearing things and breaking out.
Jumping the truck and it'd be out.
Andrew just going nuts and freaking out as well.
Well, I keep thinking I hear noises, so I have to check.
So you fucking spook me out, prick.
While we're out here, should we call for Bigfoot or...
Oh, knock on some trees before we leave.
Tree knocking?
Yeah, fuck yeah. We'll do some tree knocking. Dude, I wish we like, man.
Seriously,
I want it to work, but I have no idea.
It's can I just have a play? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you do it. Or you already did. It does move. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, like
get any grease in the car? Let's grease the board up.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've always been a skeptic of the game because
It's fucking a Hasbro game. We put too much stock in those fucking flat earthers.
But it's Disney. It's made by Disney. It's Walt Disney.
So this didn't work.
Fucking dud of a game.
It was, you know, the fucking...
It was an adventure getting here.
Listen, if you guys want to be terrified, get a Ouija board.
And drive into the bush.
Drive into the bush and fucking set up a table with a fucking single light and play Ouija. It's fucking terrifying right up until
it doesn't
move. And then you're kind of like,
I feel terrible. I feel like we let you guys down. I hate that it didn't work. I really
But in saying that, let us know if where we have gone wrong, if you think or give us any advice for next time around, and I'll be willing to go again.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we got the candles. You know what I mean? We're out in the woods. It's pitch black. It's fucking creepy. Like, candles, what else do we burning. Need? Do we got to sacrifice a goat?
I think sometimes
we gotta
spirits are here.
I got a fucking real weak cut on my finger here, and it's got a loose scab.
Just I could break it off and drop some blood.
You want me to drop some blood on the board?
Yep.
Okay. It's fucking.
Okay. Brayden is about to rip off a scab.
Are you a virgin?
And
are you a virgin?
Go with a blood sacrifice here.
I don't think it'll work.
We can cut you.
I'm cut. Don't worry. It's already.
Yeah, you got the hacksaw on the back here.
Yeah. Oh, I've got my rocks.
It's not even hacksaw. It's just a. It's a fucking scroll saw. I didn't see any good on
oh,
there.
Oh, I.
Yeah, no. He's got
you're
some
actually bleeding on the board.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
Where's
F,
it?
G, F, and E.
I'll give her a fucking.
That's not enough blood. Here. That's not enough blood.
We need more blood.
Oh, there's a little bit on the R there.
There we go.
There we go.
Okay. So there's blood right. on the board.
Blood
sacrifice. Last time, boys.
Last there, try.
It's can't do blood. With fucking blood. Let's.
We're never. Yeah, your blood. You start it.
I'll you fucking, lead it. I'll lead it. I'm bushing around in the blood.
Yeah, wish.
Yeah, you like that, okay, Satan? Here we go. You like that shit? You fucking dirty girl?
Yeah, all right hand.
All right hand.
All right hand.
All right hand, right hand? Yep. Here we go. Well, no. Left hand. That's the devil's hand.
Devil's
left
hand?
Left hand.
Kid. Ah, stranger.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty numb.
All right, two fingers.
Spooky.
Are we making the pentagram again?
Yeah, it fingers? Seems to work. A little bit.
It seemed to work?
Okay.
That off my spot.
Okay,
you ready?
Okay.
Lead us off, Brayden.
Everyone,
yeah, it's your blood.
Everyone on the same page. Everyone concentrate.
By the blood of a virgin.
Project your consciousness.
Come on, man. Tell people that. Okay. Everyone, close your eyes.
Yeah.
Send your consciousness to another realm.
Space is the place. Don't make jokes. Sorry.
Spirits, we are here to talk with you tonight. Will you join us? Is there any spirit out there that's willing to talk to us? Give us a sign. Channel your energy through this board. Any spirits out there, channel your energy through this board. Communicate with us.
Ouija, Ouija, Ouija.
Listen, you motherfuckers.
Are you there or not?
We got a show, and you're fucking blowing it. So get over here and fucking move this fucking pendulum fucking bullshit, whatever it's fucking called, right fucking now.
Just stop being a pussy and come and chat. Yeah. Like, we're not bad blokes.
We're all good.
Hang out and see what's going on.
I can't even, you know what? Like,
I can't even push it if I tried.
I can't even, yeah, I can't even.
Give the prolapse or something here, boys.
Like, if on. I really, if you guys are, if I try to push it, it's like, it doesn't really go.
It doesn't even, it's not even smooth. Maybe we you got a defective one. That's why they gave it to you for free.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
a shit board.
Like, they've tried it before. They're like, it didn't work.
You know, we got blood on the board. We got everything.
We didn't
need.
Get a demon board. We needed a demon board. We didn't get it.
All right. You know what? I'm willing to do it with the demon board because I'm completely unimpressed right now.
I just don't.
I don't fucking. Yeah, that's turning. Wind.
You don't know that.
That's the fucking flat argument. Yeah. Flat earth argument. You don't know. Prove it.
Why is everyone looking?
Roland's picking out.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go pee.
You're gonna go pee?
Yeah, go over there. I dare you.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yeah, well,
don't piss on the
don't
laptop.
Don't fucking pee over there. Where'd he go? He's dead. Andrew's gone.
It's
brown guy dies first.
Yeah,
he's right there.
it's so dark, I can't see shit.
He literally took 97 pissed.
It just, it really fucking sucks that, you know, nothing happened because I was like kind of hoping something, you know what I mean? Anything. Even something spookier, but like, I don't know. I was kind of scared right up until we got onto the board, and then as soon as like it didn't work, it was kind of like, oh, and I wonder if that's like kind of our energy. But, you know, I was fucking mentally putting 100% in.
I was too. I was honestly, I
Andrew,
wanted to
turn
move.
Off.
Turn the light off?
Yeah, we were going to sit in the dark.
Yeah, we're going to sit in the dark and
to finish her off. So, well, anyways, it's sweet because...
Now we're just doing a podcast in the pitch black.
You can see so much further now.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I can see better now, actually.
We'll get lights. So, you know what we'll do? We'll just... Because we don't need to wrap up right this second. So, why don't we just fucking live pod us just fucking stargazing for a bit here. Shooting the shit for a little bit.
Deal.
Sounds good to me.
What else? I mean, right,
it'd be cool if it was warmer.
It's not like I'm going to get any colder.
No. We got a 360 view of the sky, so, you know, let's give it fucking 20 minutes. Maybe we'll see a fucking shooting star or fucking...
Maybe we'll see Planet X coming into view here and witness the end.
I'd like to see the Southern Cross.
We should actually do this more often. It's pretty rad.
It's fucking awesome up here right now. It's nice.
It's really nice here at the moon. The light pollution is minimal. It's fucking beautiful.
So this is what the whole camping thing's about, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is the best part.
Like, I haven't actually taken the time and looked up the stars like this in years.
Oh, it's insane.
Last time I did was probably at Lake Hathaway, is it? Where's the cabin, Ryan?
Oh, Hathaway Lake.
Oh, yeah, you guys were all fucked up.
Yeah, that's on mushrooms, though.
We were definitely on mushrooms, but awesome.
I was your sober spirit guide.
You guys went to the Joshua Tree, hey? It's pretty rad.
It was hilarious, because... They were sitting in like a gully on the frozen lake, and I was like, I drove them into the middle of the lake one by one.
On a snowmobile.
They're like, why are you taking us out here? I was like, trust me, the view's way better. And they proceeded to just stand there for a fucking what seemed to be like an hour.
Just pause for a second, and we'll go back a little bit. We're in the bush, and Braden's coming in. He's like, oh, who wants to go for a ride? I was like, yeah. Jumped on the back.
Oh,
he's gone.
I just saw a fucking shooting star, boys.
Make a wish.
I fucking wish this Ouija board would fucking... Oh, I imagine we're not touching that.
Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud.
Yeah, sorry, shit.
But he's going out into the middle of this ice lake, and he's going, get off. I'm like, what? He goes, trust me, get off, look up. I'll get the other boys. I was like, okay. And he was right. It was absolutely amazing. Even he enjoyed it out there.
Yeah. What it was to describe it is the sun had just set. So when you looked to the sunset, it was still like... a little light.
You look to the west and you could see the purples and oranges
as it was going down.
It was
just a fucking beautiful
look
skyline.
East and it's black. It was beautiful.
And these guys just turned and doing 180s for about an hour just looking.
Trippiest thing was your high-vis jacket.
Can you pass me the whiskey? Thank you.
Oh, yeah, my high-vis.
Oh. I'm not going to lie. There's nothing connects you more to the universe than doing mushrooms or other hallucinogens for that matter, I guess. But
well, it's nature's way of... showing you its beauty.
Like, rewires your entire brain for about 4 hours.
Not gonna lie, never done it.
And that's okay. But those who have done it, if you're listening to this, you know what I'm talking about. It's like a whole different feeling.
Yeah,
when you look up and you're like, holy
I've actually never tried any drugs, and if the only drug I'm half tempted to do is mushrooms.
If that's the only drug you're ever gonna do, it's the one.
I'm being honest, like, I would totally like to come up to the ranch with you guys and give it a shot.
So just do one, a chocolate mushroom, and
I'm just worried I'd have a bad trip.
It depends, it's who you're with. If you're in a good mood
and
with people that you like,
in a beautiful spot where you're just like enjoying the beauty, it's like There's nothing like it.
I'm a fucking spaz. You guys know that. I don't know.
The thing is,
I'd be okay
if you're around people that have done it before, because the first time I did it was in Canada with my girlfriend, and she knew exactly what was going on. She was talking me through it, and it was great. And then the second time was, I think, at the mountain, maybe. I don't know.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not ruling it out. No. You know what I mean? I might actually give her a shot.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite drug to do.
It's one of those ones, like, you never hear people addicted to mushrooms because you do them once and you're like, you're in really no rush to do them again. It's like, it's a fucking...
Well, it's a commitment, so you don't want to... You can't just fucking do them every weekend, but...
Yeah, but it's also, like, it's fucking... Like, it doesn't wear you, but it's like, it's a fucking experience. Like,
you bounce back.
Yeah, but you fucking...
You enjoy it and you wait till the next year or...
Yeah.
What, and do it again.
Yeah, I did them once a year, like, five times.
I'm like four times a year.
You know what, I'm
kind of guy.
I'm sold. If you guys want to do one and then record it, I'm into it. I'll try it.
Man, I've always wondered what you look and sound like when you're on mushrooms.
Let's
it would
do
be
it.
Fucking insane.
I'll record you guys, follow you around. I'll be your fucking guide.
Imagine doing a podcast on mushrooms.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it'd be a lot of dead
air.
It would be so much dead air, because even when I was trying to talk to you guys when you guys
were
doing
it's true.
Because I was trying to get you guys' like, it was, because you know, it's fascinating. You guys are fucked up, right? So I was trying to get you guys' like perspective and shit. And like, you guys wouldn't spout, like, you guys would say, like, no, you guys would say like two words and you'd all giggle and you'd all go, yeah. And then no one would really explain like what you were seeing. I could kind of like get it, what you guys were talking to each other, but like, it didn't make sense.
The coolest thing for me every time I've done it is everything looks matte, like a matte finish. All the colors are just. Like a matte, sharp matte finish is the best way to describe it. And I remember, Ryan, your jacket last time,
was just mad, and you were just pissed yourself. I was trying to cut down a tree with an axe. Didn't quite work. Started falling, hit another tree. Ryan fell on the ground in absolute laughter because I spent about half hour cutting this tree. It looked like a...
Hey, man, you got to cut that one down now, the one that's resting on. Cut like four of them in a row and just kept falling in the next one.
Didn't work. I was defeated.
You know what? It's actually less creepy without the cell phone light.
Hey, yeah.
Have you noticed that?
You have a starlight here. Yeah, it's crazy.
You can actually make out the truck now.
It's actually fucking beautiful. Like, I'm really enjoying this now.
You got to come camping, buddy. This is it.
Okay, imagine the stars you see now at the ranch. There's fucking zero light pollution. It's fucking insane.
When are we doing it?
We can go up any weekend next month. Do you guys want to go?
You know what? Honestly, let's give it a shot, man. I'll take my camping virginity.
I can't believe you're saying those words right now.
I know. It must be the fireball.
Must be the fireball.
Have you not been camping?
No, man.
Not really.
Like on purpose or?
Yeah, on purpose. I fucking hate it.
Okay.
Every time he just fuck camping.
These guys have been inviting me for the last fucking like 8 years.
I'm judging you.
Buddy, honestly, there's nothing better than at the ranch. You sit by the fire at night and you let it just get real fucking dark. You're drinking with the boys and shit, and then you go out and you have a beer and you just sit out on the grass and just look at the stars.
Campfire, Bushman's TV.
And it's fucking unreal.
You can just stare at it for
honestly, a while. I'm 100%, I'm telling you right now, I don't know if it's the fucking alcohol talking, but I legitimately want to grab that fucking bottle, lay down on the ground and just look up.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome, man.
That's what I'm feeling right
it's
now.
In a month, it's going to be warm. So cold, I would join you.
I'm not even feeling the cold, so I'm obviously fucked up, but I'm really enjoying this. Like, this is beautiful.
Man, it's just a really fucking nice.
I think we chose too beautiful of an area to be satanically possessed. Nobody wants to paranormally activate us.
Well, we did break the rule of drinking too, so.
Yeah,
but you know what? I can't follow that rule.
That's a tough one to follow.
I couldn't have done this sober. Not a fucking chance.
No, I was fucking legit freaking out.
It was pitch black.
It was scarier before we left.
Yeah.
You know what? If I was a demon, I'd be more worried about people asking me to come chat to them that were sober than those who've had a drink. Just saying. Just saying.
Yeah.
These assholes aren't going to take us seriously. Fuck them.
They're sober. Fucking dickheads.
Man, it is fucking...
It's fresh. It's beautiful. Yeah, and it's... The beauty is overtaking the coldness just.
It sucks because I should have checked if there was, even though we don't really get much aurora activity like this low, but every once in a while we'll get it. But I didn't think there was any magnetic storms for our area. But man, that's the only thing that would make this fucking nicer is if all of a sudden nature gave us a little fucking light show.
Gave us the show?
Yeah. It'd be fucking unreal.
Give us something, nature.
Nah, it's just a fucking nice night. We should do.
We should do this more often. Yeah, it's honestly fucking awesome. I'm completely entranced.
Like a fucking stargaze podcast. We would just sit and then fucking. But man, that's a great idea. We'll do a podcast because we could easily set these stands up where we could all lay down on a fucking giant blanket and just be laying there looking at the sky.
We're doing mushrooms?
Well, I'm not gonna do mushrooms, but okay. You guys fucking fire it right up. And we'll just fucking look at the stars and fucking contemplate the universe and just fucking talk theories, right? I get, the most fucking thoughts I have on the universe is when I sit and look at the stars.
Sit and stare up?
Yeah. So, that'd be fucking awesome. I'd be really down to do a podcast like that.
Honestly, okay. I'm completely amazed.
Call it Stargazing Power Hour. Speaking of that, Ivan...
It kind of makes me think of, that episode of Big Bang where they've gone out in the middle of nowhere, no light pollution, to watch this massive meteor shower. They had these brownies. Turns out they were hash brownies. And they ended up just bloody hacking into all the food and missed the whole bloody meteor shower.
See, now, if you guys did that to me, you know what I mean? It'd be a little bit better because then at least I wouldn't know what I was doing.
No, that's worse.
You think so?
Because you start fucking freaking out.
You start panicking because your body starts doing stuff that you're like, whoa, something's wrong with me. Right?
I just don't think I would willingly be able to do it. I think I would.
I would give you one, not tell you, and then after 10 minutes, like, guess what?
You're a better fucking
And that's fine. Like, that, at least I would do it that way, right?
Me and Zelly got fucking pretty much drugged in Laos one time. We got those mushroom shakes, and we didn't even know they were going to be mushroom shakes.
Oh, that was fucking crazy,
and
actually.
We had a second one, and they were fucking strong. And all of a sudden, you had never done that.
That was my first time doing mushrooms on... Okay, I set the scene here. There's this fucking... What was this town called in Laos?
Ven Vien.
Ven Vien. And you, whatever it's called, you jump in a tube at the top of the river, and there's like a bunch of bars. Like as you go down, they rope you in, and you just get... You drink, and you go on rope swings, and you get all fucked up.
Many, many people have died.
So many people have died in this area, I guess.
A lot of Aussies.
And... We got this one bar and we had to shake. I thought it was like a fruit smoothie. That's what it didn't taste like. It tasted pretty good.
And like the fruit, if you've traveled over there, like the fruit smoothies are fucking awesome. You get them all the time for breakfast and shit.
So fresh.
And I remember sitting at the table and all of a sudden I get that heavy chest feeling.
Yeah, you get that like labored breathing a bit.
I was like, oh no, what the fuck? And I knew right away. Like as soon as it started, I was like, holy fuck. I was like, Ryan, we're on shrooms. Like, fucking prepare yourself.
Floating down a river.
Yeah, prepare yourself.
The only rule of this fucking trip was, you get to the end, don't go right because you will die. Oh, there's like a Y in the river. And we're like, holy fuck, is this the Y? Like, what did we do? What did we do?
It was fucked.
Really? They don't have like people there saying.
No.
They don't have fucking anything. No one speaks English.
It's 6:30. It's dark. And they just kill the lights, shut the bars down. And you're just on the river in the dark going like, well, I know at the fork I got to go this way or I die.
And where do you go when you go left?
We don't know. I never made it that far because I got off the fucking river. Yeah, I was scared.
We just bailed, got off to the first person. We're like, do you take us to town? They're like, oh.
I had a hike through a jungle. I hiked through a jungle barefoot. Like, it was fucked. A girl died.
John McClane did, eh?
Yeah, a girl died the week before.
She got bit by a snake. She died.
And died. Doing the same thing we did.
Fuck that.
I got bit by those fucking ants. Like, they weren't...
Southeast Asia.
They were like fire ants, kind of like... Man, they fucking hurt.
If you've never been, it's a fucking... It's the wild, wild east over there. It's fucking...
I could sit here and tell you 400 stories.
Oh, my God.
But that's not going to happen tonight.
Yeah, it's fucking...
That's not an alien theorizing podcast.
Did you get a lot of shooting stars, Randy?
Yeah, I see
them. Just to totally change the subject.
Yeah, I saw one just a second ago.
Every once in a while, you get the shower. It's just as common as anyone else, I think.
We did just pass that fucking... I can't remember the name. There was a meteor shower that we went through.
Me either.
Not too long ago. And
I feel like it was cloudy that night. I didn't see it.
It could be... Like, it could be remnants, right? Like, last little bits.
Well, there's always, like... There's always space shit hitting the Earth. And,
space junk.
Or if you believe in the flat Earth, hitting the firmament.
Here's a fucking flat Earth. If we stare at the sky long enough, we'll find a satellite and watch it fucking travel across the sky.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
The flat Earth thing, like... After that fucking flat Earth podcast, I went and watched every video I could. Just be like, come on, like, what are they seeing? There's like a couple weird things that I get where they are coming from, but it doesn't make me think that the Earth is flat in any way.
I just couldn't... I couldn't fall down the rabbit hole at all. Like, there was nothing that pulled me and been like,
like, the only stuff
what?
Was like... The weird... when you look at a ship, it goes over the horizon, you take out binoculars and you stare at the ship reappears.
Yeah.
Like, that weirds me out, but I think it has something to do with light refraction.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and say fuck the flat Earth theory.
Like, well,
yeah, it's bad.
Enough.
It's a lot of reflection. It's just what your naked eye can see.
Yeah, it's. Don't know.
Is it quadratins? Is that what the meteor shower is called?
Maybe. I don't know. I thought that's it started with an L, but
Google tells me. Probably butchering the.
Boys, it's getting pretty cold.
I was gonna say, I think I'm blocking.
But before we go, the last thing I'm gonna say is I was listening to a podcast, The Higher Side Chats. I don't know if you've ever listened to it. But there was this guy, and he's this physicist guy. He's from Australia. I can't remember what his name was. But I was going to tell you the theory, because it's a cool theory, and let's look into it, because we'll touch on it one time. But like the way we think of the universe is based on gravity, and like Einstein and Stephen Hawking and all this gravity shit and black holes. But there's so much, if you look into it, there's a lot of like anomalies that don't make sense with that theory. But this guy was talking about a theory called the electric universe, where like black holes and dark matter is all just based on electricity, pretty much. Like, yeah. We're electric beings. Everything's electric. Like, the Earth's magnetic sphere is formed from electricity and everything like that. And it's just a cool theory. So we're going to get into it.
Yeah, we'll have to touch on that. We also got to touch on some, like, medical conspiracies, too. We were talking about that. So
we got a guy who's going to come talk about some big pharma. Yeah.
I'd love to be a part of that.
Pharmaceutical fucking conspiracies.
That side, like... I know medicine's done a lot of good things, but obviously greed kills any type of progress. So, and I think that's the point we got to with medicine.
Let's open
a
can of worms. Let's go fucking radiation and chemo. Start with that.
They've been treating cancer the same way for 100 years. Come on.
Exactly. Come on. Grow up.
Yeah, I get, yeah, chemo, you kill everything and hopefully it kills the cancer cell too. But
you don't have a better idea than
there's
that?
There's got to be something better than that. And there's,
I've heard there is a cure, but they're not going to release it because
multiple people
going to lose money.
Yeah, of course. There's
100%.
Huge billions of dollars in that fucking system. 100%. It's insane.
You know what? Sign me up for that one because I got a lot to talk about. Yeah.
I'm sure you do.
Well, it's going to be a good summer of podcasting for sure.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So if you listen to this and you're disappointed.
Warm lights outside.
Hey, sorry. We're sorry. You know what? We're really sorry it didn't work out tonight. Yeah. We really thought we'd fucking channel something spiritually. We gave it our all, and we're sorry.
Yeah. I must admit, our pre-chat before actually
just getting us on recording the road, in the truck,
we started freaking out.
Yeah, we were freaking out. I was scared.
I was terrified.
It was, coming up here, it was scary.
You know what?
Look, our
I feel better now.
Our minds are there. We're trying.
Yeah. Well, we have been crushing fireballs, so maybe I'm getting a little liquid courage.
I feel comforted by the stars.
I feel comforted just looking up in the stars right now. It's just
totally cool. Agree.
Anyways, let's fucking pack her up.
So anyways, follow us on Twitter, at Truth Is Out There, and find us on Facebook. Join the new ATT forums at alientheorist.com. Join the discussion. You can talk with other prolapsers about various topics.
The Hollow Earth is the next case file we do is Hollow Earth.
Yeah,
we're going to start putting stuff on the forums. I don't know if we'll be get into it next week, but it'll probably be 2 weeks.
Yeah, it might even be a two-parter, but we'll
see how much material we get and who we can get on. So it'll be fun.
So that's us for the week. And you know what? I'm going to change the tagline a little bit. And we're just going to keep our eyes on the skies out here tonight. So talk to you later.
I like it.
Yeah.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.